who's giving out a little example, and then you could change up the chords, you know, to make it what you really want it to.
Yeah.
Because a tutorial is not going to always fit to your what you wanted. So yeah, you're going to have to change that up a bit, and maybe that could be original.
There's a phrase called steal like an artist. It's about iteration instead of just taking out. Stealing like an artist doesn't mean. It's the title of a book. I forget the author. I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
But the idea of it is that learning how to take ideas, take concepts, and understand them and then apply them is what makes a good artist, because no sense of originality exists in a vacuum. If your metric of originality is completely new and never before seen, then nothing is original ever. The point being, if you're going to AI in order to try to learn or try to adapt a new skill or to just for the sake of the product, you'll get the product, but you'll get none of the experience of actually making it. Music is only half, and music is only half product, half finished piece. When is a painting ever really done? When is a piece of music ever really complete? That kind of thing, right? You could keep going.
Yeah.
It's mostly, most of the music, or most of the act of doing music is the creation of it, is the process. And I argue that you're robbing yourself of that by choosing to do that. To me, it feels more like a little experiment. Like something that you would do, I don't know, something that I would do if it existed when I was in like fifth grade. I would do that in the computer lab instead of like working on Lexia or my core competencies, California people rise up. It just feels a little, I'm just like so uninterested. It's so like, yes, okay, same. Just... Mm-hmm.
It's like, it exists, and it's like...
Like, if you want to use it, sure.
Yeah.
If you want... Yeah. Like, if you want a little tune for your website that you don't want to put too much time in, because then you could go to AI and make, like, a little...
But even then, tune for your website, you can throw a few notes together.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's like...
Maybe.
You can make something quick.
Yeah. Most people have a sense of... harmony. People who have listened to music before have a sense of harmony, have a sense of, like, again, everyone's sense of creative expression is valid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'd argue it's always going to be more worth it to learn how to express yourself than it ever is going to be learning how to put in a prompt.
Totally agree.
I don't know, like, I'd rather, like, suck at something for a little bit than give money and resources and data to a company that takes from small artists and artists in general. That's just me, though.
Yeah.
Because AI is not original.
I pulled a lever on my chair and I dropped like 4 inches. Moving on.
Moving on. Honestly, if you want to use AI, that's up to you. I do agree with both of you. Like, I personally would not use it because, like, I don't really see much interest in using music AI.
It's just so boring. It's like, what's the point? Anyway, sorry. It's not original.
AI is not even original.
It's like humans made.
Yeah, well, nothing's original, but AI isn't human.
Yes.
And that's kind of
the gist of it.
Yeah.
Is like, humans made AI, and AI is trying to understand the human that's using it so it can learn more and continue.
So weird.
Yeah.
Why would you make like some kind of loop like that?
Dude, even just take that it's like, people have argued before that that the artist is a person who puts in the prompt, and you can actually put in if you put in like the right prompts and the right wording, like that takes skill and that takes time to develop. But if you managed to put in the skill to
write a prompt
perfectly, write a prompt perfectly so that it puts out the exact thing that you're looking for in every way, that yeah. makes you a writer.
Yeah.
That makes you an artist already. And I just, it just feels like, I don't know if that makes sense.
You don't need AI there.
True. Like at that point, you may as well
give it to a producer.
Yeah, yes. Like or like try to make it yourself.
Exactly.
Or like learn.
If you have like a perfect idea of what it is exactly that you want, it's like you can, I don't know. It's just like, again, it's like I'm filled with this strange mix of frustration, but also like bland indifference to it. And it's like boring to think about. But also like I'm mad at it because of just like ethically speaking. I don't know. It's weird. Those are my two big feelings, indifference and anger towards
fair.
AI music, I'd argue. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are people that enjoy it and they use it. And like no hate towards you. Like, it's just, you know, it's just our opinion about mm-hmm. AI music. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone has their own opinions. And what Bruno said, everyone's, what, creative mind? Not creative mind.
A sense of creative expression.
Yeah. What he says is valid. And yeah, I can respect that. I can see that. And that's what it really goes down to. It's like, everyone has their own opinion. If you like AI music and like to use it, hey, that's your opinion.
We're not going to change anyone's mind on it.
Yeah, like, you are you.
Exactly. Mm.
But you could just...
No. Okay. They're.
Okay. Our next song, Stay, by the artist Haves off of their album Art of Floating. Let's listen to some made-by-the-hand homegrown music. I need to wash this out of my mouth. Thank you.
We hope you enjoy.
Hope you enjoy.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Thank you so much for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We've been the Sprouts. My name's Bruno.
I'm Bradley.
And I'm Tona.
Hope you enjoyed today's show. We're back Thursdays, 2 to 3 p.m. every Thursday until the end of time.
To March 10th or something?
Yeah,
till
there.
Something along those lines. Anyway, we're here for a good time, not for a long time. Coming up next is Free Voices.
As well.
We recommend.
Very nice guys.
Very nice guys. They brought us Timbits again.
Yep.
So, big shout out.
Yeah, big shout out to them. Really cool.
And yeah.
It's my god right there.
Yeah.
you do, man.
Yeah, I praise him.
Happy National World Day. Radio Day, happy whichever. Day.
Happy birthday, CJS.
Yeah, happy birthday.
To you. Happy birthday. 22 to you. Years old. 22?
22. Yes. Yeah, 22nd birthday.
Older than us.
Older than us.
Older than us. Mm. By like a decade. Yeah. Not a decade.
By a while. Catch you guys in the next one. Sprout you later. Bye.
Sprout you later.
Bye.
See you.
To water. days just grow harder. What can I do to see a sky more blue?
Thank you for tuning into The Sprouts on CJSF 90.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed this session. We'll be here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you later.